when I look back, you know, like how I reacted last time, and when I
Ah.
been happy or been negative, right? And now I think back, actually very easy. Why I need to react that way? And sometimes it is because of me also. I contributed to that situation
Yes.
because I didn't know how to handle, and I
Correct.
didn't know.
And most people were in your shoe at that time because they cannot understand. So like Su Yi told me, you all listen to Chan Feng story or not? Huh? The Chan Feng 988, Channel 988. He said a lot of people who call in, they got gambling habit and problem, until they become so chronic, their children don't talk to them. Their wife decide to leave them. And they don't know what to do. That's why they keep on calling Chan Feng. And this is what is happening. Like you say, in the early days, before you comprehend all the Dhamma, you were very negative. And you can understand why you were negative then. Because that was the you when you are at that time. So all these people, without the Dhamma, they end up like that. Then they ask, how come like that? Why their children all leave them? Their
Yeah,
wife
but
leave them?
it's so easy. Can't you see for yourself?
Yeah, they cannot. To them, they still think they didn't make mistake. They still think they sacrifice so much. Because without the awareness nature, the Dhamma understanding, you cannot see all this one. To them, the egoic mind try to reason through the thought process. They analyze, then they cannot get the answer, they become miserable, then they start to talk to somebody like Chan Feng is the best and they pour out everything. What they want is to have somebody to pour all this thing out. And based on what they heard, really it's like what the Dhamma expressed to us. Living being full of first noble truth. A reality problem. In fact, every one of them all entangled with the first noble truth, eight reality. And a lot of them have multiple reality entanglement. So this is what the Buddha meant by the reality of life and existence, the first noble truth, the noble truth of dukkha. Suffering is everywhere, prevalence of suffering. They arise because the existential world is like that. Then he summarized them all into eight reality. He said, when you go through life, you need to confront this eight reality. And this eight reality is the one that can trigger off suffering, misery, when you don't have the Dhamma understanding. That's why it's called a noble truth of dukkha. And dukkha is everywhere without the Dhamma understanding. And the first seven refer to our life existential reality. That's why I call it the reality of life exists. Then the eighth one is the final summary. It summarizes everything. He said, in short, it is due to the individual's sakkayadity or self-delusion that condition them into grasping, clinging and holding on to the five aggregates of form and mind, the first aspect and the second aspect that I call dukkha or suffering or misery. So all this is so beautiful, but the final summary can only be understood by the cultivator of the way who understand the meaning, the deep meaning of this five aggregates of form and mind. That's why you need to develop the understanding of who you are, what you are, and how you function as a human. But this is basically the five aggregate. The five aggregate is actually your form and mind that comes through the karmic process. And this is not the real you. This one is karmically conditional, dependent originating, condition arising, cause of phenomenon, not a permanent unchanging entity, not you, not what you think. So because of that, if you don't develop mindfulness or awareness to be aware of what is going on within your own form and mind or five aggregate or formula, then how can you understand life? To understand life, you have to be silent in the midst of life to be aware so that you are not lost in thought, preoccupied with your thinking, your emotion, etc. To clearly understand what is happening in life. How are you conditioned into all those mind state that give rise to suffering, misery, your habitual tendency, how you react and stir your mind and develop all the habitual tendency, your views, your opinion, your conditioning, your belief system, your phobia, how you accumulate them, and how you become what you are. That's why, like you understand now, you cannot blame anybody for what happened to you in your life. Like the Buddha said, we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. And we are what we are because of karma. Unless you penetrate this fifth daily contemplation that the Buddha taught, you can never understand life. That's why most people cannot understand life. And without sati, mindfulness, awareness, you cannot understand life. So like Brother Kua, he know, thought-based meditation cannot give rise to wisdom. It can give rise to a lot of knowledge, Dhamma knowledge. And all this cannot free, because it's within the field of thought, entanglement. So you need to go beyond thought. That's why thought-based meditation will limit you, and you cannot break out of the delusion. We call it the vicious cycle of delusion. You can only break free when you develop awareness-based meditation. Awareness-based meditation is to develop the ability to stabilize the inner awareness nature, to realize that you have another mind which is beyond the mundane thinking mind, the psychological time created by mundane thinking. Realizing that is the beginning of cultivation, is the beginning of understanding. Then from that silence, the awareness, you can observe, see, insight in the phenomenon, awaken to the three universal characteristics, and develop clear understanding of the whole teaching. Yeah, you witness them, you can put them to test, and they stand up to investigate. And this is the reality. This is what life is. Then the three period of time, or I add in one, the understanding came from my own contemplation and stability or understanding after I developed the connection or awakening in 1989. Then I reflected, I contemplated, I went into all. That's why I can understand all this that I taught you in the Heart Sutta. How to see form, the unreality of form. Then only you can see beyond form. Then how to see mind, the unreality of mind. Then only you can see beyond mind to realize the true nature within, which is beyond the psychological thinking, the mundane mind. Then to transform that understanding into wisdom, to awakening your nature. Then when your nature awakens, the wisdom is connected to it. That's why with that, through the Trinity Triangle for cultivation, you no longer develop the heedless thinking to cultivate thought-based meditation. You go the left-hand side, develop the pure awareness to cultivate the direct seeing, to develop the wisdom, then use that wisdom connected to the form and mind to live the noble life, the phase three of Dhamma, Pativeda. Now all these are in the book to come. So all this can actually trigger a lot of understanding to cultivate the way.